30 years into HIV epidemic, we have been seeing continued dynamic evolution, increasing concentration, growing prevalence of HIV in the United States. And we also have been seeing some signs of success and area of great concerns. As CDC summarized, we have failing to comprehensively address structural drivers of the HIV epidemic. For example, mental health, the growing challenge of ART era. Today, I will share with you about some of preliminary results, depression, drug use, and HIV in Washington, D.C., a heterosexual group in impoverished area. So this is a collaboration between our health department and George Washington University. Data have been showing hyper-epidemic level in certain geographic area locations across the country, which far surpass HIV prevalence in many other countries around the world. DC is one of hard-hit area by HIV in the country. 3.2% of adults, adolescents living diagnosed with HIV AIDS in right now, right here in DC. And the rate is high among each subgroup. So mental health, substance use, and homeless have been identified as a risk factor for HIV and the barriers for prevention care service. Mental health are common among individuals with HIV and substance use challenges. People with HIV much more likely to experience mental health substance use problems than individual in general population. Treatment, care, prevention program doesn't work if the needs for individual with those challenges are not addressed. Money wasted and the epidemic continues. So our study is, this study is to assess associated factor and the prevalence for depressive symptom among heterosexual group in area with high HIV prevalence and high poverty in Washington, D.C. This study is part of National HIV Behavior Surveillance Survey and multi-site cross-sectional survey with goal of to determine frequency correlates of HIV risk behavior, estimate the prevalence and HIV infection, assess the HIV testing history pattern, and understand the trends of risk and the prevalence. This surveillance survey is targeting on like 12 cities across country, ongoing cyclical three risk among three risk group, MSI, IDU, and high risk group, heterosex group, and the data today I present to you is collected in 2007, which is an anonymous quantity of a survey and HIV have been tested using oral rule. Before survey, intensive formative research work have been conducted, and data collected use RDS, which have been explained previously. Structure anonymous interview, interviewer administered survey conducted, and rapid oral short test have been conducted. So based on CDC have established a score system use poverty rate and HIV prevalence selected target area, which in DC we have 188 census tract. So those are selected area with higher HIV risk, about 50 census tract. So inclusion criteria is 18 to 50 year old, live in DC, and socially connected to geographic area with higher poverty and higher rate HIV prevalence, and had a sexual have a sex with opposite sex in past 12 months, able to complete the interview, provide informed consent. So this participant was excluded, like people reported in the past 12 months had injection drug use. We have used the Center for Epidemiological Study Depression Scales to assess depressive symptom with cut point at more than equals to 16. Independent variable include social demographic characteristics and drugs, alcohol use, and sexual risk behavior, also HIV testing in our logistic regression analysis. Dependent variable is depressive symptom. So this is a results. About 60% are female, and the majority of participants are black, 94%. Homeless among this group is nearly 20%, and household income less than $20,000 per year is about 3/4. . 63% report non-injection drug use in past 12 months. And unprotected sex is high. 85% with one man partner in past 12 months. And with at least one casual sex partner, about nearly half. HIV and STD are high, 4.7% for HIV positive and nearly 10% participant report ever had STD and STD in past 12 months. So this is independent factors associated with depressive symptom. Non-injection drug use in past 12 months, ever been abused physically or emotionally, and had ever been homeless, low income, independent factor associated with depressive symptom. So in our study, we found depressed symptom in past a week, about 44%, substance use 63%, very common. This is very common among the participants. Marijuana, nearly 52%, and heroin is 11%. Alcohol use 40%, and 20% have ever been homeless. 38% have ever been physically, emotionally abused. So we found a high prevalence of HIV, STD, and unprotected really is a risk. So the limitations of this study is like the map showed to you, and also the diversity of racial subgroup. And information bias, social bias, and also the nature of the cross-section study, not possible to infer causality. And also the challenges of the RDS. And the definite strengths, this first community-based sampling in DC. And anonymous interview. And before the survey, extensive training conducted. So our funding highlight multifaceted HIV prevention effort should be expanded in urban impoverished area. Community level intervention would be ideal for those hotspot impoverished area in DC. Those studies conducted in 2007, actually in DC, those information have been provided for HIV prevention effort. And scale up intervention service include mental health, substance use, housing service. In this area, definitely could reduce new infections, disparities. And further research is needed to better understand mental health, depressive illness might affect transmission in urban impoverished area. Thank you.